Okay, now we are going to talk about the transverse groove. So the difference between the transverse and the longitudinal groove is just the direction of the groove. When it occurs in the longitudinal direction, it's called a longitudinal groove. And when it is occurring in a transverse direction, it is known as a transverse groove. So the transverse groove can be either partial thickness or full thickness. It can be either because of exogenous causes like manicuring and habit tick, or it can be because of endogenous causes. Then it may either involve isolated nails in case of a trauma, any inflammatory cause, or any neurological event, or it can be involving the multiple nails depending upon the cause, such as it is mostly acute systemic illness or acute systemic cause like a drug reaction, myocardial infarction, mumps, measles, pneumonia. So when there is a systemic cause behind the transverse groove involving multiple nails, it is known as the Buse lines. So the Buse lines appear because of the disturbance of the nail formation. That is why there appears a groove in the nail. And this groove in the nail appears several weeks after the triggering event, and it takes several weeks. The distance of the groove from the nail fold depends upon the time since when the nail formation has been disturbed. The depth depends upon the severity of the disease, and the width of the groove itself depends upon the duration of the disturbance. The groove in all of the 20 nails may also take place, but the most prominently it involves the thumb and the great toe nail, and its depth will be greatest in the center of the nail. Full thickness grooves can be associated with a distal extension of the nail separation of the nail plate, and this results in the nail loss, and this is termed as the onychomatosis.